Today from the Ohio Newsroom, improving traffic stops for disabled drivers. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. People with disabilities are more likely than the general population to experience physical force at the hands of police. That's according to Disability Rights Ohio. The organization says about 20% of Americans are disabled, but people with disabilities make up 30 to 50% of those that experience police use of force. In northeastern Ohio's Mahoning County, a new project called the Blue Envelope Program hopes to improve communication between the two groups. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
Russ Maddock likes to drive.
Every Saturday, I go with my coworkers for eggs and coffee.
He goes shopping at Goodwill and drives to restaurants like Arby's and Domino's. But he has an intellectual disability, and sometimes it can be tricky for him to communicate with people outside of his normal circle, like the police. That's why he's here today, in a parking lot in the Youngstown suburb of Austintown, pulled over in front of a cop car.
Deputy Williams, Mahoning County Sheriff's Department. I pulled you over today. Yeah. Something going on?
Maddock wasn't stopped for speeding or failing to signal or any other traffic infraction. Actually, he's practicing this interaction as part of a new program meant to help people like him and law enforcement.
The program is actually a blue envelope. And so what happens is when somebody is pulled over for a traffic stop and they are participating in this program, they have this about 5x7 blue envelope.
That's Gina DeGenova, the Mahoning County prosecutor who introduced this program to her corner of Northeast Ohio. Here's how it works. Drivers with anxiety disorders, or parents of kids with developmental disabilities, or people with conditions like autism or dementia, or really anyone who's interested, fills out the front of a blue envelope with information for police.
Sometimes what we have found with individuals with special needs, they have sensitivity to lights and sirens. They may exhibit signs of impairment based upon their condition, and they're just letting the officer know.
Drivers can write that they have anxiety or need additional time to answer questions, or that they prefer clear, simple language. On the inside of the envelope, they can put insurance info and their car registration. There's a number of examples in recent years of people with disabilities experiencing violence or even dying at the hands of the police. DeGenova recognizes law enforcement has a responsibility to take care of everyone, regardless of ability, but she wants to give them the best tools to do so.
It is easy to expect a lot from our law enforcement, and we should, you know, because they're here to serve and protect. But they're not magicians, you know, they're not mind readers. And I think that it is very important, especially for me as a prosecutor, who represents law enforcement, who wants to try to reduce crime in our community, to provide all of the information that we can to help our law enforcement succeed.
And local police officers like Gianna Massolino think this program does help.
You know, it definitely changes the tone of the traffic stop.
Her cousin has autism, and she knows he struggles if his routine is disrupted, which would happen if he's pulled over.
And then this would actually help us, you know, de-escalate and everything.
As Massolino and another officer walk Russ Maddock through his practice traffic stop, Maddock feels pretty relaxed.
Yeah, I've been happy.
If he's ever pulled over for real, though, emotions might run higher. But Maddock will be better prepared with a blue envelope. And law enforcement will be too.
Because then they know what's going on.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by hundreds of thousands across Ohio weekly during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.